From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up a Northwest Airlines jetliner on Christmas, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was released today from the hospital where he was being treated for burns. He was transferred to a federal prison. The ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Peter Hoekstra of Michigan, says the failed attack should be a wake-up call for the Obama administration.
The Obama administration came in and said, we're not going to use the word terrorism anymore. We're going to call it man-made disasters. Trying to, I think, downplay the threat from terrorism. In reality, it's getting much more complex.
Hoekstra was on Fox News Sunday. There was an incident aboard a Northwest jet from Amsterdam to Detroit today, the same flight on which Friday's failed attack occurred. The pilots reported a passenger had become verbally abusive and they asked for emergency assistance. The man was questioned by FBI agents who said his behavior stemmed from an illness and there was no actual security threat. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is assuring Americans that air travel is safe following the failed bomb attack. She says there's no indication the incident was part of a larger terrorist plot. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Secretary Napolitano said Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was on a national security list, but that investigators did not have enough information to keep him from boarding an international flight to Detroit. On CNN, Napolitano praised the response to the incident.
Everybody responded quickly, effectively, without panicking and shutting down the airline systems or air travel. What we did is dealt with the incident, put out additional security measures both at airports here and abroad, and made sure that the flights that were in the air were indeed safe.
Napolitano says the incident is prompting officials to review security measures both here and abroad. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The White House has, over the past week, nominated several new U.S. attorneys and judges. Liberal groups have criticized President Obama for not moving more quickly to fill those vacancies. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The night before Christmas, the White House nominated seven new U.S. attorneys. That still leaves roughly half of the 93 U.S. attorney positions in the country without a nominee. Senate staffers blame the president for moving too slowly, but White House officials blame senators for not suggesting home state nominees to the White House quickly enough. The debate over judges is even more intense. Republican appointees dominate the federal judiciary. There are about 100 vacancies now, and these are lifetime appointments, so they could have a greater impact than many of the president's policies. President Obama has been slower than President Bush at nominating judges, but the White House, in its defense, points out that President Obama had a Supreme Court nominee in his first year, which President Bush did not. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Opposition websites in Iran say at least 9 anti-government protesters were killed in clashes with police today. Large crowds of demonstrators took to the streets of several Iranian cities. This is NPR News from Washington. Thailand is set to repatriate thousands of ethnic Hmong to neighboring Laos, despite objections by human rights groups and U.S. officials. Dwali Saikautau has more on the story.
In Phetchabun province, northern Thailand, security forces are preparing to move more than 4,000 Hmong back to Laos. The ethnic hill tribe people have been living in makeshift Thai camps for the last 5 years. Many seek political asylum, fearing persecution back in Laos because of a history of fighting alongside American forces during the Vietnam War. A spokesman for the U.S. State Department said earlier this week, forced returns of persons entitled to protection is inconsistent with international practice. But a Thai government spokesman said they have assurances from the Lao government that the Hmong will be safe back in their home country. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
The ball that will drop in New York's Times Square to signal the new year has gotten a makeover that was unveiled today. The ball is now covered with nearly 300 triangular pieces of Waterford crystal. Reagan Iglesia is Waterford's senior branch director.
It's a universal symbol that you would see for AIDS or, someone returning home from the war. And that's our theme for this year, Let There Be Courage.
Iglesia describing the engraving on each of the Waterford crystal triangles, which are designed to withstand high winds, snow, and rain. And then there were none. Undefeated National Football League teams, that is. The Indianapolis Colts, the last of the previously unbeaten, was defeated today. The Colts pulled out quarterback Peyton Manning and some other starters in the third quarter. The New York Jets rallied to win. That victory ended the NFL's longest regular season winning streak at 23. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.